Novos.
The Novos. Manny, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
Oh, it is a Feel Good Friday, and Maddie. Where is he? He must be feeling really good because I think he missed his alarm or his phone went dead, something like that.
Too excited about Gay Christmas Eve.
Well, yes, and to you too.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Gay Christmas Eve.
Mardi Gras tomorrow.
That's right, and to you, Jackson, as well. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And how are you feeling in this fine Gay Christmas Eve?
You know what? Same as normal. Not much changes in my life. I'm not a Mardi Gras kind of guy. I'm a little bit of a buzzkill when it comes to Mardi Gras.
I'm going in there to throw some glitter.
Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
Sorry for my already, like I've been doing this paneling for about 10 seconds. Already got the problems happening.
You're forgiven. I was like, is it me? Is it Cremo?
It was probably me. It was probably me if I had to guess.
You saw the panic in the window of us trying to get the desk set up. Wasn't great.
Maddie will be laughing along. I believe he is in the car on the way.
I think he is.
So we'll see him back soon. Yeah. Hey, lads versus lasses up next.
Yes, we are tied 19 all. How exciting. So whoever wins today is going into the weekend winners. We have a $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs. We need one guy, one girl right now. Lads versus lasses. Let's do it. 13-10-09.
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yes, so the scores are tied 19 all. Whoever wins today going into the weekend, the lads versus lasses leaders. $50 fuel card up for grabs. We still need a lass though on 13-10-09. If you want to take on the guys, we're doing it right now. Let's go to Shane in Cameron Park. He works for a family business. His dream holiday destination is Paris, and his dream celeb date is Megan Fox. Good morning, Shane. Hello, Shane.
Let's try that.
There we go.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, guys.
Hey, there you go. We've got a newbie on the buttons today.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm absolutely hopeless at it, but I'm giving it a red hot crack.
Absolutely.
You can forgive me, can't you, Shane?
Sure can.
Oh, okay. It's a Friday anyway. Good. We've already written the week off as it is. All right, so dream holiday destination is Paris. Are you going there with Megan Fox, Shane?
I'd hope so.
Well, I know she's dating who is it, Machine Gun Kelly at the moment? He's got nothing on you, surely.
No.
No. All right.
And a weird name as well. Shane's much better to go with Megan. Shane and Megan sounds like a couple that work.
Exactly. All right. Let's get into your questions. First one is multiple choice. Which country was the store H&M created in? Was it A, Sweden, B, Germany, or C, Italy?
Germany.
No, it's Sweden.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. All right. Question two. Volumizing, shaping, and texture are all types of which hair care product?
Shampoo.
Hairspray, unfortunately. Sorry, come on. Let's get one on the board. What is the brand Sienna Byron Bay known for making? It's a beauty product. Goes on your hands.
Hand cream.
Nail polish, Shane.
Oh, my God.
You can still win with a coin toss. It's happened before.
It sure has.
Let's go to Jess in Thornton. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Ready for the weekend, babe?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Crevo, do you want to give Jess a question?
Yeah, let's do this. All right, question number one for you. What does the brand Victor make?
Lawnmowers?
That's absolutely
well done.
Right.
She's got the win.
Congratulations. $50 fuel card, all yours.
Congratulations, Jess.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hold on the line there.
How easy was that win?
Oh, my God. Easy as it gets.
Yeah, so that means the lasses are sitting on 20. We are going into the weekend as winners.
You know what? I'm disappointed in myself for not making that first question a bit harder to draw out the game a bit more, because I feel like that's just basics.
Well, to be fair, you are focused on doing something you're not normally doing. So.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I've talked about the Tinder swindler a fair bit on this show.
You love the Tinder swindler.
It was a great... Have you seen this documentary yet?
I have. It's on the list.
Oh,
I've added it to
Meg,
the list.
Meg, you've got to see this, right? Obviously, it's about this guy who swindled women out of millions of dollars.
Yeah, so like, I know the premise of it, yeah. but I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so he pretended to be a billionaire,
yeah.
and then he'd pretend to get in trouble and need money, and they'd, like, wire him tens of thousands of dollars. People lost their livelihoods.
Yeah.
Like, sad but fascinating yeah. story. The Tinder swindler has actually been swindled himself
oh.
out of about $20,000 by another influencer.
Oh, my God.
This is an amazing story.
This is good.
We'll get into it up next.
The Novos.
Now, Maddie's still not here. I think he's on his way.
I'm looking at the cameras.
Oh, to wait for him to, like,
his car drives
in
or not. Yeah.
Hey, in the meantime, let's talk the Tinder swindler, because yeah. you know I'm obsessed
with this
documentary.
Yeah.
So fascinating. This guy swindled these women out of millions of dollars by basically pretending to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
So he'd, like, fly them out on like, private jets
yeah.
to, like, tropical islands or to Greece and stuff. And then he'd, you know, have this amazing weekend spending the money of the woman he last dated
yep.
and then he'd, like, pretend to get in trouble and need some money urgently.
My enemies are after me.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd hook him up straight away because they, you know, fallen in love with this
yeah.
guy. And he was a dirty rat bag, essentially, and just took all this money.
Yeah.
Now, he's sort of, like, rebuilt his life in the last 6 months to a year over in Israel where he's living.
Yep.
And he's out of jail. He only went to jail for 6 months, which is kind of amazing. But it seems like he's had a tiny taste of his own medicine.
Oh, what's he done?
So he's been swindled himself.
This is good. This is very good.
They often say, right, the easiest people to sell to are salespeople. The easiest people to con are con men.
Yes.
Because they believe in the fantasy, and I think that's exactly what's happened here. So essentially, he has been, obviously, like, documents a lot of his life on Instagram.
Yeah.
But he's not verified.
Because it takes a lot to get verified.
It's quite
on
difficult,
Instagram.
Right, yeah.
I've tried about 7 times.
No.
I'm not important enough.
To no avail, right?
No.
But he was obviously wanting a little taste of that blue tick medicine.
Yeah.
And these two people reached out to him, purporting to be from a company that could hook him up with the blue tick.
Ah, okay.
They said, it'll only cost you $7,000.
Yeah.
Just send us the money and we'll make that blue tick headache go away. They got the money and they ran. And
bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya. The Tinder swindler has been swindled for the first time.
Oh, you know what? Sucked in.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. What a jerk.
I don't think the cops
are chasing. So was it only $7,000 he lost?
Well, that's roughly, I guess, what it costs to, you know, buy followers or try and get a blue tick on Insta.
How much did he scam out of those women, though? It was like millions.
Millions, yeah.
$7,000, you can afford it, buddy. Not to mention he's on Cameo now making like $200 an appearance.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So the Tinder swindler swindled. Jess is up next in the newsroom. And I believe Maddie has arrived.
I think he's here.
What a treat.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
Together.
New FM, The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I know there's a lot of things that need supporting at the moment. Like with what's happening up in Queensland and everything. But I just wanted to shine a light quickly on a little local issue. So this family out at Raymond Terrace, Jake and Kelly, they're going through a really tough time at the moment. Kelly has 3 children and essentially there's been cancer found and it's all like things are going okay, but they're in a tough financial situation because
yeah.
husband Jake has had to have time off his job to help with the whole situation, leave without pay, all that sort of stuff. There's a GoFundMe set up, Jake and Kelly in their time of need. If you can just search that, help them out, it would be a great help.
What I might do later, I'll pop a link on it and Instagram story to the fundraiser.
Yeah.
We'll get that done.
Serious stuff out of the way. Time to welcome to the show, Maddie.
Yay! All is right in the world.
You know, that hasn't happened in so long.
Yeah, since I've been on the show, it has never happened.
Nah. I can probably only remember one other time ever.
Yeah. So the cat woke me up and I looked out the window and I thought, it's a little bit lighter than I'm used to. You know what happened?
Yeah.
What I think it is, well, obviously, I left my phone, like, off charge last night. But I did another, like, laxative round last night.
Oh, clear out.
Yeah. So I think I was just exhausted.
Drained, yeah.
Drained, quite literally.
Nothing left in him.
Sorry about that. Thanks for that. Good one, lads versus lasses.
Of course it was the lasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Sorry, disappointing. Guys.
And you missed Young Divas.
I did hear that on the way in, and
good.
I thought, wow.
I said you would have been so disappointed going into Mardi Gras weekend, not getting to talk into Young Divas.
You would have loved it.
Was living my best life while Craig was scrambling with the buttons.
Yeah. I did a very average job.
You did your best.
Yeah exactly. Which is not great.
Hey, up next, we're talking Kim Kardashian and Kanye, mainly because she's officially single now. Congratulations, Kim. But the thing is, he was making the big deal about her being single, but he moved on months ago. So he was with, who was it? Julia Fox?
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like he's had a revolving door
of women who look a lot like Kim.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're all getting famous from their, like, brief encounters with Kanye.
6-week relationship. Mm. So the new one is Chaney Jones. I think they've only been together for, like, a week, and he's posting, gushing about her on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. A little bit much for me. So 13:09, how long did it take for the ex to move on?
Oh, this is good, because sometimes they move on so quickly.
Very quickly.
And you think, is that even really too quickly?
Mm.
Like, has that maybe been some crossover?
Maybe. There's always a bit of crossover.
It always happens when cheating's involved.
Yeah.
They just go straight to the other partner.
Yeah.
And then you think, maybe they were cheating.
Mm.
Yeah, that's happened to me, like, instantly. The instant move over.
Yeah, to the new partner.
Yeah.
The
Novos. 13:10:09 this morning. How long did it take for the ex to move on?
Yeah, good news for Kim Kardashian. Officially single as of yesterday. Officially, she can move on, technically. But Kanye, he's already done it. Sorry.
Ages ago.
I've got to stop saying Kanye. It's Ye.
Oh, don't. People know him as Kanye.
Yeah, true. But he's already moved on. He had Julia Fox now. Chaney Jones, the brand new one, who he's gushing about on Instagram. He's not shy about sharing his relationships at all, despite, you know, what Kim's going.
Yeah, and he does seem to have a type.
He does. They look exactly like Kim Kardashian.
That's pretty much
They're
it.
They're dead ringers.
Oh, not really. They're like the budget version.
Oh, budget.
Yeah, well,
Kmart Kardashian.
Same style.
Kim.
Same style, but a bit different. We put this on Facebook. I like this one from Leslie. 6 months before I found out, but pretty sure it was 12 months with my so-called girlfriend.
Oh.
So quickly that it was 12 months before they'd even broken up.
Jeez.
How about this one from Leanne? My ex is on marriage number 3. I was number 1. He cheated on me for number 2, so that didn't last. He will never learn. I'm happily single.
I wonder if he cheated on number 2
with number 3. Well, it seems likely.
Some people just can't keep it in their pants.
To be fair, I've broken up with someone that day and met someone that night, to be fair.
Like, and you went... like hooked up with,
yes.
Or just in a relationship.
I was in a relationship with someone, and then went
entered another relationship.
No, I didn't enter another relationship.
Oh, that's okay.
A bit different.
Like, it's totally different.
Yeah, but I got judged for that hardcore.
Oh,
totally
that's
wild,
so
mate.
Bad.
Look at you go. Jules is on the phone. Hey, Jules, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, how long did it take for the ex to move on?
Well, he moved on before we even broke up.
Oh no!
Tell us the story. What happened?
We were engaged and we had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this other girl ended up pregnant, and my ex and his parents hid the pregnancy and the birth. And I found out when the baby was 4 months old on Facebook Messenger.
On Messenger?
Did he tell
from
you?
From a mutual friend.
Honey. Oh, my God.
So was he still...
They were visiting the baby too, like, on the sly. As you would, like, it's their grandchild. Understand that part.
Oh. So did the other woman, did she know about you?
Yes.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's wild, isn't it?
Oh, you poor bugger.
Jeez.
I asked them, why would they, you know, why did they do this to me?
Yeah.
And his parents said, it wasn't my business because it wasn't my baby.
Wow. Nah. That is so bad.
So bad. You poor bugger.
Have you, so
I can't believe this story.
My heart does is breaking.
Does your kid have a relationship with their dad now, or?
No.
Yeah.
Sadly,
isn't that awful? Some dads.
His choice, not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some dads just are real dropkicks at times. Like, absolutely. Just abandon their own flesh and blood. It's terrible stuff.
Mm.
Hey, thanks for sharing your story, Jules. Appreciate it.
Peter's up next. How you doing? Hey, Peter.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. So tell us your story.
So I lived over in England for 3 years, and I had a girlfriend that was from the Muslim faith.
Yeah.
And her family didn't know about me until about 3 years into the relationship. And when they found out, they made her break up with me. Oh. And I found out 2 weeks later that her father was bringing people to the home for marriage.
Oh my
God.
So yeah, it was like 2 weeks after we broke up I found that out.
Oh my God.
Can I ask, did she end up marrying someone from all that?
I don't really know. Like after her father found out, I didn't really hear from her ever again.
Oh.
Jeez. Do not contact this man again.
In that situation, right, as we all know, that's their culture and their belief system. Like, that's their fundamental belief in a lot of ways. Well, did it hurt less because of that fact?
Sorry, what was that last thing you said?
Did it hurt less because of the fact that, you know, she was from the Muslim faith and you know that they do encourage, obviously, marrying another Muslim? Like, it wasn't really adultery or anything.
To be honest, I was really devastated, but it was just such a shock. Like, I was with her 3 years and just out of nowhere, just as soon as her father found out, no contact ever again. And then I found that out 2 weeks later. So,
she should have let you know.
I was pretty devastated.
She would have known that was a possibility down the track. Like, don't fall in love with somebody and string them along
for 3 years.
Now that time's passed, like, I've got other friends that are Muslim, and they told me, like, she would have known the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a bit of a betrayal, but...
man. Are you happy now?
In the end, I'm glad it didn't go ahead.
Yeah, have you found a woman now?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, man. Good luck in your quest. You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to
what
you.
What a crazy story.
That's crazy.
Jeez. What's the goss up next? Switching gears. Jackson, what have we got on the way?
So I am going to tell you why I think there's a Taylor Swift Avril Lavigne collaboration coming for us. Also, too, Kesha's mum's got TikTok and it is loose and interesting, and I want to play you a few of the videos that she's posted.
Yes, please.
All
right,
details in minutes at New FM 648 and after 8 o'clock today. Very exciting. Remember Hanson?
Oh, I love Hanson.
Zach Hanson, the cute one, on the show with us.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What do you have for us up first?
Let's start with Taylor Swift and Avril Lavigne, because Avril Lavigne's got a new album out. I don't know if you've heard it.
Love Sucks.
Very good. Love Sucks. Yeah. Anyway, Taylor Swift has sent Avril some flowers congratulating her, saying, Avril, been dancing around the kitchen. Your album is fabulous. Always been a fan. It's amazing like you. Now, we all know that Taylor Swift never does this kind of thing without an intention. Mm. And people are saying this might be a little Easter egg to say that a new album or maybe a new collaboration is coming. They're saying the 1987 album, they want to re-record some extra bits for that. You know how she's doing all those re-releases?
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, Avril and Taylor probably going to hook up for a track through soon.
I would be all for that.
Would you froth for it?
Yes.
Do we want it?
Yes.
Meg's a big fan.
Yeah, Avril's great.
I love anything Avril, and I love Taylor.
Can I just say, if you want to feel old, go watch this film clip for this song.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my Lord. I didn't realize how young she was when she was 16 when she started.
I was watching only last night in my YouTube hole. That's probably why my phone died. I was watching in bed Avril Lavigne on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah.
They have a really checkered history. Avril elbowed her in the face at the MTV VMAs 1 year.
Oh, my Lord.
On purpose.
Yeah, it was when Kelly was like an American Idol, so no one respected her. Yeah. Anyway, they're friends now.
Okay.
Avril gets on, right, and I didn't notice until now, but in all the interviews, she says like so many times.
She's
like, oh my God, so I was like, oh, yeah, I broke up and, you know, I was recording like my new album and then like this guy came in and he was like really hot and I like, we wanted to be single, but then like I moved on. I was like, oh wow, Avril. Like,
apparently she's quite shy, but everyone says that she's one of the most difficult celebrities to have interactions with.
Wow.
I think she's an awkward person. She's I don't think she's necessarily like a diva.
I don't think she likes the spotlight very much.
You know what I'm saying?
The sort of smile that she does on the red carpet, it just looks like someone that's got a gun to their back. Forced to be there.
Well, don't forget to smile.
Everyone thought she was a fake.
Well, yeah, there's that rumour that she passed away and they replaced her with a phone.
Yeah.
How interesting. Oh, you know you've made it when there's a rumour about
that you're actually dead.
Clone, how amazing. All right, listeners, get to it. Start spreading that rumor about me. Kesha's mum has now got TikTok, and it's amazing. So she's kind of like, she sounds like a drunk, rambling auntie on TikTok. She's
amazing.
Like, she's addressed Kesha.
That's my role.
Get on TikTok. She's addressed Kesha having a tail.
I asked the doctor what the little bump on her bum was right after she was born, and he said that was what was left of her tail from when she was a little tadpole.
But what's got everyone talking is the fact that she stole her own placenta from the hospital because they weren't going to give it to her.
I put it in a big plastic bag and I stuck it under the dumpster in back of the hospital. And we went to the back of the hospital and got the placenta. So I took it home and I had this big thing in this plastic bag in my refrigerator. And after a few days, I thought, well, I better do something with this. The best thing to do was to dry it, which the way to dry it would be to put it in the oven. So for about 2 weeks, the placenta was in the oven. And every time someone came over, they were like, oh, it smells like there's a roast in the oven. I'm like, haha, no.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That is horrifying.
She's actually crazy, isn't she?
That's a bit cooked.
Says a lot, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Puts it in the oven. Does that mean the oven was like on? Obviously.
Also, too, now when I walk through my neighbourhood, you know how you smell people cooking things? Yeah. And you're like, I'm always just going to be like, I don't know, garlic bread or is that a placenta?
I don't know why this has come to mind, but you know, Kesha, she has a song called Cannibal. I am cannibal, cannibal.
Wow. There's something to think about.
I wonder where she got the idea for that.
Yeah, her co-writer mother.
Yeah.
Oh, she does sound drunk. Doesn't she?
And Hollywood.
And so monotonal. She talks like this. It's amazing. Wow.
Does she look like Kesha?
A little bit, but you know what? She looked a bit fast and loose in the old days. I think she's had a bit of plastic surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
There you go. Check
some
her
of
out.
That, some of that Hollywood money coming from Kesha.
If you want to check it out on TikTok, Peeb Siebert.
Thank you.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
It is the game that Newcastle is going absolutely nuts for, 100K wordplay. Basically, we give you a word and then you match it with a pre-recorded answer from Maddie, myself or Crevo. If you get it right, you go in the draw to potentially play for $100,000. Not to mention, we hook you up with a 2-week membership for EMF Fitness Centre. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre, Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're ready to play, the phone lines are open right now, 131009.
Okay, we'll do it after this.
The Novos.
Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh, my God.
New FM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
In a couple of weeks' time, someone could potentially be walking away with $100,000. And all that is standing in your way is one little word.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it takes.
So simple, right?
This is so good. It's a life-changing amount of money.
Absolutely.
You'll be comfortable for a couple of years with this.
Yeah, not to mention just by getting through, you score yourself a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara. How good?
Yeah, indeed. Let's meet our contestant for today.
It's
Liz. Liz from South Maitland. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Now, you've heard how this game's working so far?
Yes, I have.
Well, congratulations for getting through, first of all.
What's your success rate so far with matching the words?
Not very good, but I'm hoping for a different option.
I've got my fingers crossed for you, Liz.
All right. Let's hear Liz's word, please, Meg.
Yes, Liz's word this morning is gift.
All right. Your word is gift, Liz. Think for maybe 5 seconds. Who would you like to hear from first this morning?
Crevo.
Okay. What's your word?
What do you think would come after card. Gift? Card.
Yes. Okay. Gift card.
All right.
Okay. Let's hear from Crevo first up. Here we go. Playing to get into the draw to win $100,000. It's Liz from South Maitland. Here we go. Crevo first.
Rap.
Ooh. Ooh, gift wrap.
I'm Makes sorry.
Sense. All right.
Sorry, Liz.
All right, Karevo's out. Next one, me. Let's hear from me. Present.
Okay.
So we're chasing the word card.
Liz, how confident are you that I've said card?
Not at all.
Okay. What have I said? I forgot.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Card.
Hey! Oh, my God!
Liz!
Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
You are in the draw to play for $100,000, Liz.
That is very exciting. Thank you.
I mean, I'm guessing it switched up your morning.
Yes, it certainly has.
Oh, Liz. I'm so happy for you,
Listen
Liz.
To the glee in your voice. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the odds on this are fantastic.
Yeah.
This is great. Oh, so, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
If you win this money on a $100,000 day, what are you going to buy first, Liz?
Oh, I'm going to book a holiday for the partner and the 5 kids.
Beautiful.
No expenses spared. Family holiday. Amazing. Yeah. Hey, Liz, congratulations. Thank you. And a big thanks to EMF Fitness.
Yes, come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's just so exciting.
It gives me so much joy. To do this.
I think as well, you know? Because Liz was very skeptical that she'd get into the draw.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She's like, oh my God, I did.
Hey, you only need to guess the right one on the time you're playing.
Exactly.
Don't worry about all the other times.
Yeah.
That's right.
But play along anyway.
Yeah.
Keep it locked on UFM and play along.
Now, this weekend, if you haven't heard already, because that's all Meg and I have been talking about, it's Mardi Gras this weekend.
So
exciting. Off to Sydney tonight.
Gay Christmas, as you call
Christmas,
it.
Gay Christmas, yes. If I had a dollar for every time you've said that today.
Well, it's a very special today. It's Gay Christmas
really,
Eve.
It really is Gay Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Mardi Gras, Crevo?
Probably 2 or 3.
It's such a great, great experience.
Yeah.
Like, there's just people everywhere, families, you know, members of the community that are just enjoying it and loving each other, which is great.
But the energy's amazing, right?
Let me tell you, though. Trying to wrangle 10 gays to the events we're going to has been quite the experience. I've taken the lead this year.
Okay, like the organizer of your friendship group.
I feel like a cowboy.
Lasso.
Lassoing them all together. I want to run through some of the petty little dramas that we've encountered this week. Trying to get everybody in the same place to have a great time.
The same parties.
This will blow your mind and give you a real insight into just how petty some gays are sometimes.
I look forward to hearing about it. The Novos.
Oh, yeah, it is Mardi Gras this weekend. It's Gay Christmas, as you like to put it, Crevo. Now, we did invite you, but you've decided to decline the invitation.
Yeah, this year, not happening.
Meg and I, fairly organised, not super organised, but organised enough. We've got a hotel in Sydney.
A bottle of vodka.
Today, a bottle of vodka and a whole lot of glitter. No, I'm not wearing
glitter.
I actually
have a lot of glitter. ready to go.
See, the problem is with glitter in a hotel room, Meg, is that they come through and they charge you the cleaning fee if it's everywhere.
I'll pay the cleaning fee for the glitter.
It never, ever ends well.
They would know it's Mardi Gras weekend. There's going to be glitter.
Do you know how many times I've woken up like the day after Mardi Gras with just glitter in every crevice possible? Like in my ears, up my nose.
5 times? 10 times?
Close.
Multiple times.
What the big issue has been for me, though, is amongst our friendship group, I've kind of taken the lead in organising stuff this year.
Now, that's like an interesting job because, on the one hand, you get to sort of pick the way things go through the evening. On the other hand, it can be really hard work.
So, we've left everything really late. They're not doing the parade this year on the street. It's at the SCG. So, it's a little bit different to other years, right?
Yeah.
Because of COVID. Last year they moved it. It's back to normal next year, I hear. Anyway, long story short, we organised this all this week. My friends didn't buy tickets to the parade, so it sold out. And that is really the fun part. And Meg, I knew you were pretty excited to go to that.
Yeah.
I did deliver the news. Oh, actually, it sold out. Sorry, we have to do something else. But the problem is, a lot of my friends don't like each other.
What?
Let me tell you, trying to get gays that don't like each other in the same room is really, really, really hard.
Can't they just, like, grin and smile and, like, wave at someone and not talk to them?
Get along for one night only.
You would think that.
Especially on this weekend.
My friend, it was Lee. He goes, oh, you know, I really want to go to the parade. I said, well, the tickets are sold out, but I found tickets to this other event, which are free tickets that I've, you know, mustered up to this thing. So you don't have to pay anything. It's like saving us all $50 each for this event at Moore Park, which is great. And he was like, okay, like, I'm not that excited by the whole thing now. I was like, okay, well, no worries. He goes, I'll be leaving by 6 p.m. And I was like, man, why are you leaving at 6?
Isn't it a party?
We're not going to the parade now, so I'll be going home early. I thought, oh, okay. So in that time after I had this chat with Lee, I'm like, man, I think I found some tickets online to the parade.
Great. I found a
group of 6 tickets. And I thought, look, everyone's going to be absolutely thrilled to go to the parade.
Yeah.
Now. $150 for 6 tickets, which was pretty good.
That's a good deal.
Right. Anyway, I go to Lee. Hey, Lee, great news. Guess what? I've got tickets to the parade. He goes, I don't want to go to the parade now. I'm like, are you just saying the opposite
of whatever
what
you
everybody
say?
Else wants
Does
to
he
do?
Secretly just not want to go?
No, he's just being a spoiled brat, I think, to be honest.
Okay.
And then I've got another friend who
You're
doesn't...
You're making me very forward to, like, meeting Lee.
I've got another friend that doesn't like Lee, and he was like, oh, is Lee going to be there? I said, yeah. Oh, well, I don't really want to sit at the same table as him.
Oh, my God.
Is this high school?
I don't want to go to this event. I'll go to the event he's not at. It's actually such a nightmare. Awful. And then I found out my other friend, Brooklyn, he's going to some corporate box to watch the parade.
Like
at the
a fancy,
Where
fancy
he's down
place.
In the bleachers.
In the rain.
In the rain. But he didn't tell us he was going to the corporate box. Another friend told me that he was.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I've been dealing with this week. It's just a nightmare. So
it's
he was
a little
just
bit dramatic,
leave us in
isn't
the rain. It? He thinks he's a big star. He's on the Kyle and Jackie O show. He's like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to sit down there
with the plebs.
Look, if you were in his position, you'd do the same, right?
No,
on the big...
it'll be funner down in the bleachers. I think.
Yeah, with all the excess glitter.
I need to buy a poncho.
I'm actually going to get ponchos this afternoon.
What color are you getting?
Clear.
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 Okay.
Why? What colour do you want?
Well, that's a bit boring for Mardi Gras.
Well,
I've
got a very fancy dress. I ain't hiding that.
It should be fun if Meg and I aren't here on Monday.
That's why.
If we're running late.
Sorry, I've practiced pressing the buttons this morning.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
The Novos.
And 13, 10, and 9, what celebrity were you absolutely in love with at some point?
The old smash hits posters up on the wall when you were growing up, that level of obsessed.
The lyric cards as well.
Oh, yes. So, Meg, for you it was Guy Sebastian,
yes.
And you've put up on Instagram.
I have. So, a photo I took. This would have been probably 3, maybe 4 months after he won Idol, and I had a lot of posters.
So, say, for example, you saw a magazine that had him on the front.
So, I had an allowance. You bought it? I had an allowance of $10 a week. Thank you for this. And most of it went on magazines or newspapers or anything that had him in it. And I even had people at high school collecting stuff for me.
So they'd see something.
Because they knew how obsessed I was.
What was it about Guy?
It was the fandom of Idol. I don't know what it was. It was just, yeah.
Was it his buffy hair?
Maybe. The voice, though. Listen to his voice. Like, how could you not fall in love? Compare that to Shannon Knoll.
Look at
what
you
was
now,
a girl meant to do?
Oh, Shannon Knoll?
A 14-year-old girl ain't interested in Shannon.
Oh, well,
Knoll.
You led me into that one, didn't you?
Yeah,
that's true.
Jeez. Yeah. Jeez. Well, let's take your calls now. Going to Katie first on 13 10 09. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, what celeb were you absolutely in love with?
100% Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah,
I can
like
see
Nirvana,
that.
Nirvana.
Yeah, was this like a Nirvana or Foo Fighters?
Oh no, from Nirvana.
Yeah.
So like, when I was really, really young, loved Nirvana, then loved Foo Fighters, and had like all the posters and everything. However, just recently, I've backed off from Dave Grohl.
Really,
he's gone a bit weird.
He's always been a bit kooky, though. To be fair,
yeah, but I don't know. He doesn't have the same appeal as young, shorter-haired Dave Grohl. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, he's never changed. He's one of those rare Hollywood celebrities that looks, I think he looks exactly the same as he did 20 years ago in the
Just
Best of
hair.
You video. Yeah.
Different hair, that's all it is.
Thanks, Katie.
Hey, going to Robbie. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, my love. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What celeb were you absolutely in love with?
Well, you wouldn't know that, as in the singer celeb back in the day when I was probably 14, was David Essex.
Never heard of that.
Ring a bell.
No, but as in actors, it's Sean Connery.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're very suave.
Oh, just the accent and just the eyes. And
what about current day? Oh, wait, he's dead.
No, he's gone.
Sorry.
No.
He's gone. Current day Sean Connery, or maybe like in his 80s?
Oh, look,
no.
if you could use that voice, definitely.
I can't do it. I'm not going to. Oh, Trish. Wait, Robbie.
Sorry. Sorry.
The other lady's called Trish. Sorry, Robbie. How are you? What are you doing there, Robbie?
You just got to do the voice.
Feel my pants. It's very nice fabric.
Very nice indeed.
Thank you. Hey, birthday lotto's up next, guys.
Yes, so we are playing for $475 heading into
moving right along.
What month are we looking for?
Anyone born in January.
All right, if you're born in January and you want to play birthday lotto for $475, we're doing it next, 13 10 09.
The Novos. I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday.
Oh, imagine going into a weekend $475 richer. That's what we could make happen right now. For someone
yes,
who
please.
Was born in January.
So good.
January, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely right.
$475. Let's meet our contestant. It is Melissa from Morissette. She's a stay-at-home mum with three kids. Loves a Malibu and Coke. Delish. And Fiji is on the bucket list. Melissa, hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Going well.
Wow.
All right, you go to Fiji. What's your dream thing to do your first day? Cocktails by the pool?
Yes, definitely.
Mm. I've never been to Fiji.
Neither have I.
I hear it's amazing.
Mm.
Oh, that,
it
that,
does look amazing.
That, this $475 could probably get you there,
Shut
to be honest.
Shut that
yeah.
It'll definitely help.
Yes. Holiday to Fiji. All right, let's do this. Spinning the birthday balls for you, yeah. Melissa. Oh. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Fingers crossed.
This would be the best way to go into the weekend. My God. Alrighty. Were you born on the 7th of January?
Oh, no. Born on the 3rd.
Oh. Sorry, babe.
Damn.
Sorry, Melissa. Hey, enjoy Fiji when you get there.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get there still.
Have a great weekend. It's back before 9 o'clock today, guys. Birthday lotto. Also, very exciting, after the news, we have a very special guest coming on the show, Zach from Hanson.
I'm going to fangirl a little bit, not going to lie.
VIP on the show.
Yeah.
This Hanson in the 90s were it.
Yeah.
Like, you think One Direction were big in the 2010s. No. They had nothing on Hanson.
Well, we let this info leak on our Facebook and Instagram yesterday. People went nuts.
Yeah, there's a lot of people interested to hear what Zach's been up to.
And if they're possibly coming to Newcastle.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Zach from Hanson next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Manny, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM. Not many bands make it to the absolute peak of success that Hanson did in the
90s. And at such a young age as well.
What they did as well, I think, which was so great, is very few artists are synonymous with a period in music.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I mean,
like, Hanson, when I hear that name, I think 90s success.
Yes.
I feel like I remember in primary school, one of those, like, boxy old TVs that would get wheeled into classrooms.
On the rainy day.
Yeah. And I remember seeing the Hanson video clip. That's how iconic it was.
Yeah.
I remember being like 7 or 8 years old and even being aware of who Hanson was.
Yeah.
They were on Rage, you know, video hits, all that gear.
Well, I grew up in a house of 4 girls.
Yeah.
We were all obsessed. We all had our favourite.
Who was your favourite?
Zach, of course.
Well, we have Zach from Hanson coming on the show in minutes. The guys have got a brand new album. It's called Red, Green, Blue, out May 23.
The Novos.
Very excited to have this man on the show. Hanson have a brand new album out coming May 23rd. It's called Red, Green, Blue. Get ready. Zach from Hanson is here. Mate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, doing good.
Hey. So are you over in Tulsa at the moment?
Yeah. Right now it's still in Tulsa, but looking forward or hoping to come down and play some shows with you guys with the new album sometime later in the year.
You've got a bunch of US tour dates. You haven't been on tour for a long, long time, I assume?
Yeah. No, I think I've forgotten how to play drums.
Zach, tell us, what's the best thing about going on tour, especially internationally? Do you find that you've just kept that really loyal fan base that have followed you guys for, you know, nearly 30 years now, which is insane to think about, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Now, it might not be what you'd think. I have a one-year-old, so the best thing about tour is just getting to sleep through the night. But no, seriously, we love touring, man. It's so awesome, and we have been a band a really long time and had so many loyal fans, and kind of there's so many memories, and sort of when you get on tour, it's almost like you're this new little family of traveling crew of people that kind of take care of each other and have all these great experiences. So
what would you say the biggest difference is between when you were touring back then and now?
The amount of alcohol that's consumed. You know, but in fairness, I'm still usually drinking a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
The great thing is your fans have grown up with you. So they've had their own kids, their own families. So we all don't party as much as we used to, right? Jeez.
Speak for yourself.
Still a rock star on the phone here.
Oh, it's Zach, it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's
Mardi Gras here in Australia on the weekend. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a big weekend.
People are like, give me some beads.
Hey, speaking of parties and everything like that, every girl in the 90s wanted to party with Hanson, no doubt. They all had their favourite. Now, despite you guys, you've all got married families. Is there still that rivalry of who can get the most girls?
No, Taylor was always my favourite, so... Yeah, you know, it's thankfully we all are very different. I mean, even this project that's coming out in May, it's called Red, Green, Blue.
Yeah,
and what it is it's like it's basically 3 solo projects that we did together, and even you know, like you listen to that, we're all just so very different.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously we play in a band together, we sing together, we share a lot of influences and ideas about the world, but we go about it in such our own ways, you know, keyboard player, guitarist, drummer. That's all that needs to be said. So
yeah.
never any combat over women.
So do you, with this new project, you say you're all working sort of separately. Do you then like play the music first at home in your own places and then meet up to like collaborate and put it together?
Yeah, so what we did with this record was, I mean, normally we write and produce everything together. And, you know, we've been a band for 30 years. It just, you have to continue to kind of find ways to both push yourself, but I think also tell people new stories about who you are so they're able to kind of hear and understand different things about the music. And so we basically did it as three solo projects. Each guy said, okay, I'm going to write five songs and I'm going to produce five songs. But when it comes time to actually record it, like, yeah, Isaac, you come play the guitar on my record. Taylor, you come play the piano on my record. Yeah. And then we sort of did it together with, we all had a producer team that we just love, and Jim Scott and a guy named David Garza. And it was really kind of refreshing and very cool to be there as a fan with so much experience with this other person, but also not have that responsibility of making all those decisions as the producer, as an artist, to say, hey man, this is your song, what do you want me to play?
Yeah, we've got more with Zach from Hanson coming up in minutes. Plus, we've got their brand new song. You'll hear that in 3 minutes.
The Novos.
The brand new album, Red, Green, Blue, is out in May. Zach from Hanson is here. So good, Zach, because I don't think a record like this has ever been released in terms of, you know, this happens and we see it every year. These bands that work together for such a long time, they always end up having some sort of creative difference and they break up and they go their separate ways. What a smart and unique, clever way to keep you guys as a cohesive unit while still being able to, I guess, you know, tick off your own creative desires and controls. I think it's great.
Well, thank you. I hope other people feel that way too. I mean, I think it's a really important, you know, this last couple of years have felt so, there's so much conflict and division between people. And to realize that, like, even as a band, sometimes the most important thing is to just be a fan of each other. Just sit and to listen, right? And that's kind of what this is all about. Hopefully people think it's great. I mean, I really think it's one of our best records we've ever made. But in a way, it's not our record. It's three records.
Yeah.
What is it like, Zach? I've always been fascinated to speak to somebody such as you who have really, like, reached the upper echelons of fame and success. What does it feel like when you're in that moment? Like, what does it feel like? It's in particular now, you look back on it, it's been, you know, 20 years since you guys really were just crazy big. What is it like in the moment and on reflection?
Yeah, no, it's a really, really incredible and hard to explain thing that is both so empowering and kind of, it shuts you down. Because at one level, you can command the attention of millions of people and you play a concert, you know, 100,000 people show up. But at the same time, you are an entity of one, you know, that can't go anywhere, that can't sort of, everyone you know kind of wants to be with you for reasons that are not just who you are, even if they're good intention, you know? And so it's kind of amazing and not enviable at the same time.
Would you do anything, like if you could go back and redo that experience, would you do anything differently?
You know, you get this inevitable confidence that comes with experience, and so I think I probably would have done things on different timelines, made more records faster. You just sort of not let things be barriers where you're still trying to find your way because you're doing it for the first time. But there's nothing that I wish we didn't do. It's just all the more things you wish you had done, the kind of initiative you wish you had taken to just say, hey man, let's make a record today in this way, in this place, with this artist or producer.
Well, you are going on tour throughout the US very, very soon. Any way we can convince you to come to Australia? It's been a long time.
Yeah, we are definitely planning to come to Australia. The record comes out in May on the 20th. And so we're hopeful, we're crossing our fingers that by
then we'll be able to announce tour dates for Australia. But it's definitely in the works, and we're just trying to get over the finish line.
We're looking forward to
it. Yeah, you need to come to Newcastle.
There's a group of Hanson fans that have been petitioning for years, come to Newcastle. So it's definitely on the radar.
We'll join that petition.
I would love to go.
Do you know what? the people listening involved in that group, hearing that now, will go wild.
Yes.
You even acknowledge sure. it. That's amazing. Man, you're a super humble guy. What an absolute treat. The brand new album is out in May. It's called Red, Green and Blue. It's Zach Hanson. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, so good. What a lovely, lovely guy.
Beautiful. My inner 11-year-old is, like, dying inside.
Do you know what's so fascinating? Like, he was a big star, right?
Yeah. Huge.
We've interviewed some just basic local celebrities.
Yeah.
So rude sometimes.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that's just super chill, happy to have a chat.
Grammy award winning, platinum music selling.
You don't have a publicist coming in, yeah, you got 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Please keep the conversation to the new album. Like, none of that came on. Very and generous with his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
We love a feel-good Friday, don't we? 105 minutes commercial-free is kicking off after 9.
Yo.
Jackson.
Hello. A bit of Green Day.
Good stuff.
Lead up to the weekend.
Brilliant.
I love these boys, yes. Becky Hill.
This has been on repeat at my house for a while.
Yeah, my heart goes la-di-da-da-di-da.
You don't... Meg, as if you stray from your pop punk.
I do, every so often.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me.
Dancing in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's
actually
that.
My exercise.
If your heart does go la-di-da-da-di-da, though, get it checked.
Yeah,
shouldn't.
Justin Timberlake as well.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
Good
okay.
stuff. Why would you want to go anywhere else?
No.
Yeah.
Plus, more chances right across your workday to play New FM's 100K Wordplay.
Yes, and good news, our Newcastle show kicks off today, running until Sunday at our Newcastle showgrounds. So much stuff there, rides, show bags, everything to keep the kids entertained. I know it's raining, but that's like the show tradition.
It is. It's all part of it.
If it doesn't rain at the Newcastle show...
Has it even happened?
Exactly. So make sure you go check it out.
I think last year at the show... Was
it even on?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the only show that didn't rain.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a big deal. Everyone was talking about it. Like, oh, is something going on? Is something wrong?
Don't let a little bit of rain deter you from either. We've had a rough year going on some rides, grabbing some show bags, eating a Pluto pup. It's good time.
There's something very satisfying about going on a ride when it's raining.
I've never been on one.
Like the water
I agree.
In your face. I like it. It's good.
Okay.
It's
extra
part of the
reason.
Whole experience,
we'll see you
right?
there then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Possibly.
No, I think I might go on Sunday.
Oh, nice. That's a good call. I mean, it's on all weekend. Why not? Why wouldn't you? What else would you be doing? Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Yeah, Kanye might have a new girlfriend, as discussed before, but she has certainly not moved on from hating Pete Davidson. Ooh. I'll tell you the latest there. Also, too, Pam Anderson's got some big Netflix news.
Oh, this is interesting.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss time? Producer Jackson's here. What have you got for us first?
Let's talk about Kanye West. Because, of course, everyone's very excited. Kim Kardashian, legally single, and he's got a new girlfriend. So you'd think that their, like, war over the divorce is done, right? Like
you would, absolutely not.
You would assume, but no. He's just dropped his video for a song called Easy, where it's mostly claymation, but he talks about beating Pete Davidson's ass. And, shows him being buried alive. So it's quite disturbing.
People are very upset about this.
Yes.
Really.
That's really concerning, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, do you know what? We all talk about this, like, you know, and I've even sort of sat there and used it as like, oh, Kanye,
what a crazy person.
But if this was like the real world, like if this was your, if Kim Kardashian was your sister, like you would be really concerned.
Fuming, right?
I understand Kim Kardashian's stance saying that this is not appropriate behavior. Like, this is very, very odd. And you know what? In the state of the world, in the US and stuff like that, where people have guns and they're influenced by, you know, Kanye.
Media celebrities.
It is dangerous, as Kim Kardashian says.
Do you know what's so wild, though? There are so many bigger issues going on in the world right now, and it just really goes to show what goes on in Kanye's mind. And do you know what? Shame on the record company for allowing him to release that into the world. It's just feeding negativity into more negativity.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I think, like, shame on the people around him, because I think he really needs help.
Yeah.
Probably a great assessment of it, too.
There are bootlickers.
And enablers, just because it obviously they think it makes them money and gets them more fame. It's sad. It's really sad. Hopefully this ends soon. For the Kardashians' sake.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
He needs help.
Moving on to Pamela Anderson, because she's announced a big Netflix documentary about herself. So she's going to be partnering with Netflix. This comes after that Pam and Tommy documentary-style TV show.
Yeah.
Well, that's been huge, hasn't it?
It's been really, really big, and it's actually quite good. But, of course, we kind of got hints that she wasn't into it when Lily James spoke about how she sort of planned for the role.
No, unfortunately, she wasn't involved. You know, I watched all her interviews, read her books, her poetry, watched every, you know, her movies, Baywatch, a lot of Baywatch. I watched Baywatch on the running machines, trying to get fit.
So she did everything but be in contact with Pamela Anderson. And then obviously Pamela Anderson came out and she condemned the whole thing and said, don't watch it. Like, if you watch it, you're not supporting me. Really great TV show, but I guess if she's not into it, it sheds a light. But it doesn't paint her in a bad light at all.
No, not as an actor.
A lot of people around her have actually said how sorry they feel for Pamela Anderson after that TV show, because it's shed a light on, like, misconceptions maybe about her and how wrong she was done by people like Tommy Lee.
Mm.
So, oh, absolutely. Like, when you think about the story and what's happened there, that she was probably exploited in some ways.
Yeah, so she's going to be telling her story in this Netflix documentary, which will be good. Netflix does a really good job.
They do great docos.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm really fascinated to read Pamela Anderson's poetry.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I've never delved into
Pamela. Neither have I.
I didn't even know she was a poet.
Well, do you know what's so interesting about Pamela Anderson is everyone writes her off as this sort of blonde bimbo airhead. She's so intelligent.
Yeah.
Like, so intelligent and forward-thinking, and credit to her. She's really come full circle, right?
Here's a line from one of them.
Oh, please.
I'm not perfect. I'm insatiable. But no man does this in the same way you drive me. I can come and go, I'm up and down, and I always hear how happy you are. I drink a little, then listen more of how bad you'd be for me. Death does not fall on champagne ears. That's interesting.
Okay.
Obviously about Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Hey, look, she is a poet. Creating art.
Absolutely.
If you do, if you're an artist that and it creates conversation, then that's true.
Poetry is very personal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It can be.
Pam Anderson, a poet, and we didn't know it. So am I.
Thank you.
Hey, birthday lotto is up next. $475 up for grabs for a Friday morning. What month are we looking for, Crevo?
Okay, I've spun the wheel. It's come up July.
The Novos.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday lotto.
That's what Feel Good Friday is all about.
Isn't it? What?
It's a vibe. It's a way of life.
Yes, good music.
Way of life.
And give it away cash, $475, to someone who was born in July. Let's go to the phones. Get this done.
Indeed.
Are you trying to rush out of here, Meg? Get it done.
I mean,
where are you off to? Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Planned today at all.
Megan from Aberdare, 5 kids, and says she keeps sane by going to work, and says she wishes she had the power to predict the future. She's the tallest in her family. Coming in at 5'8", it's Megan. Hey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good.
Great.
What an introduction, Megan. You're the tallest, 5'8". Jeez. How tall are your other family members?
My mum and her sisters, all the girls are quite short.
Yeah.
Like tower over them.
Like Kylie Minogue short?
Oh, what's she, about 5'4"?
Nah, she's
five one or something. 5'2"?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not that small.
Oh, you guys are giants compared to Kylie.
Lording over her with your height.
Hey, what do you want to spend this money on if you win today? $475, Megan.
Oh, my kids have never been to the show, any show, so...
Oh, get along.
Like that.
All right.
$475 bucks worth of show bags.
You're having the best time ever.
A couple of birdie Beatles.
Hey, I'm pretty sure there's a bar there. That's for you, Megan. Yeah. That's mum's time. Let's win these balls for you.
Let's do this.
Go on a ride, kids. Here you go. Here's some tickets.
All right. Megan, were you born on the 4th of July?
No,
25th.
Way off today.
Sorry, Megan. Hey, enjoy the show. If you get along, it's going to be great. Of course, kicking off today through
Sunday.
To Sunday, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, guys. Well, Meg, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
We're a unit this weekend. This is like a picture into what it would be like if we were a couple.
Oh, God.
That's right. Off partying every weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. And Crevo, you can tag along if you like.
I can't.
You can
make
third
it.
Wheel. Can he third wheel?
He can sleep in the bed with you.
Well, you got two single beds.
There's a couch.
Oh yeah, I could sleep on the couch.
I'm
yeah.
still reeling that we have to sleep in single beds.
We'll ask for an upgrade.
Otherwise, it's like you're 11 years old in a single bed.
We're staying at the Hilton right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll bought the Hilton. I cannot afford
Harris! Upgrade us, girl. Anyway, 105 commercial free is up next. You've got Paris Hilton's number.
Me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's hook it up.
You're big in the hot. No, she's got that hotline you can call.
Oh, yeah, maybe just send her a text on the hotline.
That's right.
And just ask for a bit of an upgrade. The Hilton's a bit of a dive sometimes.
I've stayed at the Hilton in Sydney once, and it has a TV in the shower.
Ooh.
Yeah. I stayed at the Hilton, and my shower leaked everywhere throughout my room. It was just the worst night ever.
They're trying to get free stays at the Hilton, Jackson. I don't care if you hate it.
Bloody excellent. Bloody great. Body Rockers.
Always good.
Got some Dula Pete. She loves that gear, I bet. What about this? Fitting for the weekend.
Feel Good Friday is here.
Jackson is refusing
to even acknowledge
Mardi Gras. Like, just come and hang out.
Yeah.
Can't you come and have a
come
drink
into
with
the city
us?
With us tonight. It's technically not Mardi Gras tonight.
You know what Meg said to Jackson this morning? You should come and meet us for drinks. He's like, he goes, it's a possibility.
Oh, well, that means no.
Absolute hard pass.
Jackson.
We can negotiate.
Jackson's the king of saying maybe.
I will buy you a spicy mark. How about that?
Maybe.
It's still maybe.
I'm bribing with a drink.
I know where I stand now. Thanks, Jackson.
Well, at least I'm saying maybe. I'm the king of RSVPing yes with no intention ever of showing up.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you.
Hey, happy Mardi Gras. Have fun at the show this weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye, guys.
See ya.